Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Wade. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gale House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Wade covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lodigiani. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Wade covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright throws the ball into Callaway who tags Clift, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0 for 1 in the game. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Moses chases after the ball. Picks it up, and throws towards Callaway. Callaway fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Callaway. Judnick scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. McQuinn moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuillan moves to second. Joe Haynes now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Gailhouse moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gailhouse moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Lobbs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gailhouse scores. Berardino scores. Clift moves to third. It's 6-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. QL steals second. Leo Wells pinch hits for Dario Lottigiani. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Wells now playing third base. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey strikes out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Dickey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. McQuillan scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.